Today's shiur is Masech the Sanhedrin Daf Samach Hei. We will begin on Daf Samach Hei Aman Aleph at the top of Amud in the Mishnah. The Torah Akdosha says, V'isha isha kiyir behem oiv oyidoni mois yemusu be'evin yirgimoisam. So the Torah is very clear that the sentence of somebody who is Rahman Slona oiv oyidoni is skila. But of course the question is, what is Baal oiv and Baal oyidoni? Says the Mishnah, Baloiv is a type of kishuv, which pitam hadaba misachyoi. That means he takes the spirit of a nifter, and he speaks to him from under his armpits. That's the pshat that Rashi says. Others say that there are different types of Baloiv. There's some say it takes the skull of a person who passed away, and they do incense, tyrus, in front of that skull. That skull begins to speak. And Dabba Mesechyoi is what Rashi explains. The Miri explains is that somebody takes some leather skin of the nifter and puts that skin under the nifter's, under his armpits, and that causes that the spirit of the nifter should speak. V'yidoni is a person, Zemadabapiv. Tommy takes a bone of an animal that was known as the Yidua animal. He puts that bone into his mouth, and somehow through Kshafim, that what happens is that bone begins to speak. Says the Mishnah, Hareil B'Skila, as we read the Pasuk at the beginning of the Shir, so anybody who does this is chayiv skila. But nishabahem, and somebody who goes to ask them to tell them the future, bezhara, is over alav. Many mefarshim ask the question, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that somebody who speaks and asks of the oiv of yidoni to tell them whatever questions they have is considered, is over alav. So the wording of the Mishnah should not have been hanisho. The wording of the Mishnah should have been hashoyel, that somebody who asked the oiv of yidoni is over alav. So the Taras Chaim answers, there's a pasuk in Shmuel when it speaks about when David asked something, it says, Nishal David me'amdi ad beis lachem. So we see that the pasuk sometimes uses the word Nishal instead of Shoyel. Another pshat is that we find the Gemara Masech de Yuma. The Gemara says, that kilu nisholim beirim, that somebody who asks Chazal kilu nisholim beirim v'tumim vein nisholim ela malchus beilu. The Mishnah discusses over there who is allowed to ask a question of v'tumim, and there too the Mishnah uses the words beilu nisholim beirim v'tumim vein nisholim ela melech lebezdin. The other pshat that I saw that the Maram suggests, that the Maram says that the procedure that would take place was that the person from whom they asked, the shoyel would ask, the shoyel would approach the Baal Oiv Yidoni, and he would say to them, Nishal, do you have any questions? They would ask him, do you have any questions? And he would respond, yes, I have some questions. And then after he said, yes, I have some questions, they began whatever dialogue they had. But because it went back and forth with him asking this Baal Mechashif asked this question, therefore the Gemara uses the word Nishal to address that individual. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Hachadaktani Baal Oiv V'yidoni, our Mishnah that speaks about the Chiyuve Skila mentions both the Baal Oiv and Yidoni. But we have a Mishnah Masech the Krisis that discusses also various individuals who are chayiv karis if they do an avera b'mezid without edim and asra. And ask the Gemara, Mashta gabakrisa d'ktani bal oiv v'shayir l'yidoni. That Mishnah does not include the Yidoni. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochan Amar. And again, the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, the focus of the Gemara's question is, why is our Mishnah different than the Mishnah and Masech the Krisis? Answers Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Hoyv Shnei B'Lav Achad Namru. Since Oiv and Yidoni on one lav, as we read, Altifnu al Oivis Val Yadoinim, even though each one of them, as we've been learning in our shiur, is a separate Avera. But if you do both of them in a one helm, that you don't know, for example, that Oivis Osir, you forgot that Oivis Osir and that Yadoinim is Osir, you only be chayiv one carbon chattis. So since that's the case, that's why the Mishnah only mentioned them once. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish has a whole different explanation. He says, Yadoni, the Issa of Yadoni, there's no act done at the time of Kishev. The bone that we spoke about that's put into this person's mouth is just speaks on its own. And that becomes a Lav Shem B'Maisim. And as we discussed in previous Shurim, the Tayag Daisha, when it speaks about having to bring a Kamachatis, if you did an Aveir B'Shagig, the Torah says, Torah Achatz Yil Lechem Loisa B'Shkaga. But since the Torah used the word Loisa, from there we learn we don't bring a carbon chattas when somebody does a Aveir that ain't by Masa. Rabbi Yochanan, so ask the Gemara that the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah mentioned Ayvi Yedaini, because there's one chattas for Ayvi Yedaini. So ask the Gemara, why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, did the Mishnah choose to mention the Baal Oiv versus mentioning the Yedaini? Mashna Baal Oiv the Nakat. Why was the Baal Oiv mentioned more than the Yedaini? Answers the Gemara. Answers Rabbi Yochanan, Mishun the Pasuk Beikra. Because that's the first one of these Averis that is mentioned in the Pasuk. Since that's the one that's mentioned first in the Pasuk, that's why the Mishnah Masechta Krisis chose to teach that one first. Ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish, my Tamil Amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rish Lakish not say the same teretz as Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan taught us that the reason is because it's a lav shem b'maisa. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason is because since there's only one chattis, we only mention one. Amra Papa. Rabbi Papa says Rish Lakish does not agree that that's a good answer. Because he says, Chalukin heim b'misa. Even though we said that when it comes to chatos, there's only going to be one chatos. The pasuk says, "Oiv ayudani moshi mus be'emen yirgmu oisam," and we learn from here that there's separate skila for oiv and for yudani. So therefore, they're mentioned separately, and therefore that would not be a good reason, says Rish Lakish, where they should be mentioned together in Masechta Krisis. Rabbi Yochanan. So ask them, well, how does Rabbi Yochanan respond to this? Says the Gemara, Chalukah the Shlav Shmai Chalukah. If they're separate carbon chatos, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's a good reason why they should be separated. Chalukah the Misa, the fact that there's a separate Chiv Misa for each one of them, Lo Shma Chalukah. And what's the explanation in Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz? The explanation is quite simple. It's a concept that we've learned often, and that is that there's no mis that there's you can only kill a person once. So since you can only kill somebody once, there's no point in saying that there's two mises, because it's really all the same. There's no point in mentioning it. You can't kill him twice. But now ask the Gemara. Rish Lakish has told us that the reason the Mishnah in Masechta Krisis did not mention Yedaini, because as Rish Lakish taught us, Yedaini is Lav Shem B'Maisa, and since it's Lav Shem B'Maisa, there's no Chattis. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my Tam Loyamak Rish Lakish, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan offer the same type of teretz that Rish Lakish offered? Amalach, to which Rabbi Yochanan responds, Masnissin the Krisis, the Mishnah Masech the Krisis, Rabbi Kiva he follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, Dom Aloy Be'in Maisa. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Yechayiv a Karm Chattos, even for a lav that ain't by Maisa. Rish Lakish, says Rish Lakish. So why, how could Rish Lakish now explain that that Yedaini was omitted from the Mishnah Masechta Krisis because it's lav shem b'maisa, if that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? Rish Lakish, ned loy bar Rabbi Kiva Maisa Rabba. Indeed, Rabbi Kiva doesn't require a very significant act to be considered a lav shesh, but to be considered a lav that you get chattis. Maisa zutaboyi, he doesn't at least require some sort of small act. And what the Gemara is saying now is that oiv is a small act. Gedoini is no act at all. And since Gedoini is no act at all, that's why there's no chiv chattis. Ask the Gemara, but isn't Rabbi Kiva's opinion that Makadif, if somebody Rachman Tzlan curses a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the halach is he brings a karm chattis. And all he's doing is just Rachman Tzlan expressing those words. And my maisika. And now you're saying, ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to have some sort of a maisa. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is Akimus Svasov have a maisa. And that's why it's enough to be considered lav sheish be maisa. Ask the Gemara. So Shlokish has been differentiating between oiv and yedoini, that oiv is considered a lav sheish be maisa and yedoini not. Ask the Gemara about oiv, my maisa ikka. So ask the Gemara, what is the maisa that takes place by a bal oiv? Answers the Gemara, Hakosher Zroisov, that the bone should come up and put, that the bone of the oiv should be put under his armpit, and causing that to happen, that the spirit, we'll use Rashi's pshat, that they used to clap the hands, and clapping the hands would bring that ruach, that spirit under the armpit, he holds havamaisa. Says the Gemara, Vafila Rabbanan, as we've been learning, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim regarding chattos, and if they bring a chattos on a lav shebe maisa. So Fila Rabbanan, so ask the Gemara, that was saying that Rabbi Kiva holds that even Megadif, which is Akima Svasov, which represents speaking, have a maisa. The Rabbanan disagree. Ask the Gemara, but now we're saying that the Mishnah in Masechta Krisis that says Yechayiv Karm Chattis, and we don't find that the Rabbanan disagree with the Rekiva. So does that mean that even the Rabbanan will agree that Oiv is considered a Lav Sheish by Maisa? Ask the Gemara of Vatanya, does the Braisa not say Enechayiv, that when somebody is an Oiv Ravoda Zara B'Shoyig, Enechayiv, he's not going to have to bring Karm Chattis, Ela Al Dav Sheish by Maisa, only for what he did, it represented the Maisa. Kigoyin Zibuach, Kitor, Nisuch, Hishtachavo. Vomer Shlokish Man Tana Shtachavo. Who's the man that says Hishtachavo is enough of a Maisa that you would bring a Karm Chattis? Says Rishlokish, Rabbi Kiva he. It's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, Loibi'ina Maisa, you don't need a significant Maisa, and even a minimal Maisa is enough. So, and they have Rabbanan Mafilu Teim Rabbanan, because they hold Kfifas Kamosoi, Rabbanan have a Maisa, it's enough of a Maisa. So, ask the Gemara, Hashtal Shlokish. Now let's bring this all the way through. According to Shlokish, Kfifas Kamosoi, Rabbanan have a Maisa. Bowing down is not enough of a Maisa that you should be Chayiv Karm Chattis, bowing down to avoid the Zara. So, ask the Gemara, Hakosha's rice of Sahaka Rishloka say that clapping your hands to bring that spirit under the armpit of this Mechashiv, Hakosha's rice of the Aloyv have a Maisa, that's going to be considered a Maisa. Answers the Gemara, says Rishloka, you're right. According to the Rabbanon, Hakosha's rice of clapping your hand to bring that spirit is not a Maisa. Ki kama Rish Lakish Nami. When did Rish Lakish say that it is considered a Maisa? Or he was only reflecting the opinion of Rekiva, who has a much lower standard to be Chayiv Karm Chattis. But indeed, Avala Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Loi, they would not be considered a Maisa and they would be part of Karm Chattis. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, that the Chum disagree with Rekiva by a Baal Oiv, and they hold that there's no Maisa by a Baal Oiv. That's the way Rish Lakish is explaining the opinion of the Rabbanon. So when the Braisa discusses the Mishnah Masechta Krisis, tells us that what is the area where Rekiva and the Rabbanon disagree, and they speak about a Megadif, according to Rish Lakish's understanding, asked the Gemara, about Gadif Ubal Oiv Miboile. We should have mentioned both. He should have mentioned the Megadif, that Rabbi Kiva holds is a Yechayiv Kabachatis. The Rabbanan disagree. And they should have mentioned Ubal Oiv. The according to Rish Lakish, they're disagreeing there too. Says the Gemara, Amma Ula. Indeed, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish is going to hold that Baal Oiv, according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbanan, the Baal Oiv that just claps his hands will not be Chayv Kar Mechatis. I, the Mishnah, in Masech the Krisa says that a Baal Oiv is Chayv Chatis. That's talking about Mekatel Shed, that somebody who brings Ketoris for a shed, which of course is something that has a Maisa, that's why you'll be, for that case, says Rish Lakish, even the Rabbanan will agree that that's considered a lav sheish be maisa and will come with kamachatis. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rava, says Rava, mekatel sheir avadis kachamu. Why are we saying that that's called a baloiv? Somebody, Rahman Slan, does something like that, is doing avadis zara. Ella, Amalei Rava, says Rava, the baloiv that's being referred to in Masechta Krisis, for which there's a chi of chatas, even according to Rabbanan, is makata lechaber. They would bring some sort of ketoris, and the point of bringing those ketoris was to gather all the shadim together, and once he was successful in gathering all the shadim together, then he could use those shadim for whatever purpose. Amalei Abaya, makata lechaber, if somebody does that, there's a different Isser in the Torah. There's an Isser in the Torah of Baloiv and Bal Yadayim, which we'll be learning in our shiur about. And then there's another Isser in the Torah, Chay V'chever. Chay V'chever is not Oiv and Yadayim. Answers the Gemara in. Somebody brings together different types of animals through saying whatever is said, then that's considered a lav. And actually, the Torah doesn't even have a chiv skila, a chiv misa, for that act. With the chay v'chever that we are speaking about is that he brings together, as the Gemara said, different shadim. The Torah Imra, and the Torah says, ha-chay v'zeh, whoever does this act of bringing together shadim, that's included in the family of Baal Oiv, or it's a type of a kishif, and that is a skila for. So, since we mentioned Chay V'chever, brings the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Chay V'chever, Echad Chever Gadol, even whether you bring together large animals, Vechad Chay V'katan, whether you bring together small animals, ants, insects, Vafilu Nechosh V'akrabim, even if you bring together different types of snakes and scorpions, all of them is considered Chay V'chever. Amabaya Hilchach, therefore, Haimad Tzomet Zibur Bakrova, somebody who brings together a bee and a scorpion. And what the goal would be is that the bee and the scorpion would get into some sort of a battle, and like that, they would eliminate each other. Or the purpose would be to take them out of where they live, to take that they should be eliminated, that they should not be here amongst human beings. Afgav the Kamachavan de Lelisku, even though his intention is very honorable, the two explanations that we just gave, Osir, the Torah says the Chay V'chever is Osir. So we've been learning in our Shir, the Machloikus of Rekiva and the Chachamim. According to Rekiva, Lav She'en V'maisa is Chay V'kar Mechatis. And according to the Chachamim, only Lav She'esh V'maisa is considered you bring a kamachatis. Rabbi Yochanan Maishna asked the Gemara, the coin to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. We had a machloikus, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what is the opinion of the Rabbanan regarding hishtachavo, bowing down to avodah zara? According to Rabbi Yochanan, hishtachavo avodah zara is considered enough of a maisa for which you would bring a kamachatis. According to Rish Lakish, not. So ask the Gemara, the Kfifus Kamasul Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan, bowing down to an Avodah Zarah is considered a Maisa. So Ask the Gemara, why Azakim Asfosov loiv Meisav? We said that according to Rekiva, Megadev, if somebody, Rachman Son, curses Hashem, Akim Asfosov, according to Rekiva, is a Meisav, for which you'll bring a Karmachatas. The Rabbanon there clearly disagree. So ask the Gemara, why do Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do the Rabbanon differentiate between bowing down and speaking? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rava, Shani Megadev Ha'ovi Yeshna B'Lev. When we speak about the Megadev, he's thinking, and Rashi says that since he's thinking about it, therefore, if we take the Lev together with Akim Asfosov, that's why, since it's mostly the Lev, the Akim Asfosov, the words don't mean anything. That's why the Rabbanim hold that it's not considered a Maisav. Moser of Zera, Aser of Zera, the Brisa speaks about Edom Zoymimim. And the question is, do Edom Zoymimim, if they did what they did, B'shoigig, bring a Karmachatis? And the halacha is that Ein Ben Maisav, it's considered a lav she'ein b'maisas, and therefore you don't bring therefore only a lav she'esh b'maisa will you bring a karmachatas. V'mai, why is it not considered maisa? Because it's only a kimas vasov. But ask the Gemara, halasna belev. We're saying that there's a difference between megadif, that makes megadif unique, is because megadif is primarily in the heart. Since Megadev is primarily in the heart, even though he said some words, it's still a lav shem remaisa. But that you could say regarding an individual who, Rachman Tzlon, curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say that about Edom Zoymimim. Amar Rava, Shani Edom Zoymimim, Hal V'yeshna B'kol. The primary chiv is for what they said. And therefore, it's a lav shem remaisa. Ask the Gemara, the call Rabbi Yochanan will have a Maisa. Will Rabbi Yochanan say that that is not considered a Maisa for Itmar? The Gemara we learned in Masechta B'Metzia teaches us about the lav of Lesachs M'Shar B'Dishai, that as an animal is working in a field, we're not allowed to muzzle it. And the Gemara says, Chosma B'Kol, if an animal was working, and the way you were able to muzzle it, not by putting a physical muzzle on the animal, but every time the animal bows down, you scream and it causes the animal to get frightened and it won't eat. Or Henhiga Bakol, we know there's a sort of klayim that we're not allowed to work with two different types of animal. And you cause these two different types of animals to work together by raising your voice. Rav Yochanan Chayiv, Rish Lakish HaMapater. And the Gemara explains, Rav Yochanan Chayiv, Akimas Piv, have a Maisa. Rav Shlakish HaMapater, Akima Piv, Loi have a Maisa. So we see that Rav Yochanan holds that under normal circumstances, yes, we've said cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an exception, but under normal circumstances, Akimas Piv have a Maisa. Why? How do we understand? So why shouldn't it be that way in all other places? Elamara, why should that not be the case? By Edom Zoymimim. Why by Edom Zoymimim is there no Karmachatis? Answers the Gemara, Elamara Rava, Shani Edom Zoymimim, we can't bring a ride from Edom Zoymimim, Hava Yeshna Maria. The main point of the Edom Zoymimim is what they saw. So of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question, they didn't see anything. That's the whole point of Edom Zoymimim. They're coming and they're lying, and they said they saw something which they never actually saw. So how can we say that the primary Aveira of the Edom Zoymimim is for what they saw? So Rav Moshe explains in the Dibros Moshe that, yes, they, of course they didn't see anything. They're lying. But what the Gemara means to say is that their lie is based on saying that they saw something that they didn't see. And since their lie is based on saying something that they didn't see, that's why it's considered connected to a Riyah, even though there wasn't any Riyah. And as I saw, the Brisker Rav, I think, tries to explain, the Edom Zoymimim, if they just would have walked in and said that we saw something, if they would have just spoken without saying this is what we saw, they would have never been what they did would be considered meaningless. So it's all connected to Ariya. That's one pshat. But the Ara of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Haigoin, says, Hoyel v'yeshnam bi'aya, takes out the resh. What does that mean? So the way I sort of Mefarshim explained that girsa, it goes back to something that we've discussed in previous shiurim, is when an aide comes and gives testimony, and the next aide says, what he's saying is the same thing that I'm going to say. He says, v'kein ani. He just says, I say the same. So there we've learned that's considered an act of saying edus. So since we see that that's considered an act, of saying edus, and there's no words there, that's why it's not considered a lav shesh be maisa, even if we hold a kima swasov, even if we hold moving your lips is a maisa. Tana rabbanan, bral oiv, when the Torah speaks about bral oiv, zeh medaber ben haprokim, that somebody that brings the mace up and hasn't speak from joints in his body, or from his armpits, somebody puts the bone of the yidua animal in his mouth, and it speaks by itself. Meisvei, the pasuk in Yeshaya speaks about how Klai Yisrael will be punished for the averus. And the pasuk says, "V'hoya ka'oiv me'eretz koylev." My love, the pasuk says that the voice will be heard like the voice of the oiv that comes out from the earth. Says the Ram, my love, doesn't it mean the mishtar ka'orche that will speak out of its grave, not from the body of the bal oiv? Says the Gemara, loy. What the pasuk means, the solik v'yosef, the bal oiv, the spirit will come up from it where it's buried, and the salt v'yosef ben akprokim, and will speak from the joints of mishtoi. Toshima, the pasuk speaks about the balas oiv that brought up the spirit of Shaul when Shaul wanted to ask questions of the bal oiv, and the pasuk says v'tamei ishal Shaul elakim. Of course, here doesn't mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Elakim means great people. It meant Shmuel. Reisi oilam and aretz, my love, doesn't the pasuk mean the mishtar karchi that Shmuel came up and he spoke like he was? Says tomorrow, no, that's not what happened there either. Loi, the yosef ben haprokim mishtoi. What happened over there was that Shmuel's ruach came up and spoke from the joints of the bal oiv. Tana bonim, bal oiv. What is the bal oiv? Echra mala bezuchuroi. If somebody brings up the spirit and puts it, Rashi says that he puts it on the zachrus, on the male organ of the bal oiv. Tosfos has a problem with that, because normally when we speak about a bal oiv, it's usually a female who's the bal oiv. So what's pshat that they put it on the male organ of the bal oiv when there is no bal oiv? And therefore Tosfos says it's a type of a kishuf that's called zachrusoi. It has nothing to do with the male organ. Vechra nisha b'gogoylus, or if somebody asks a question from a skull of a dead person that's on the ground. Says the Gemara, ma bein zeh lezeh, what is the difference between these two different balei oiv? Ma'ale b'zichuroi ein oiv l'kadarkoi, the bal oiv doesn't come up in a normal fashion where his head is at the top of his feet. Ein oil b'Shabbos, and that can't happen in Shabbos. Nisha b'gogoylus, oil b'kadarkoi, his body exits the normal fashion. V'oil b'Shabbos, and it could also come up in Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, oila, when we're using the word oila, hechasolik, where's he going? Hakamei manach, the mace is right over here. El eima, what it means to say is like this. When somebody asks a question of a skull, on a kadarkoi, he's just laying on the floor, and therefore he says, and he answers what he answers. The oyna b'Shabbos, and that could take place even on Shabbos. And the reason it doesn't come up on Shabbos, I saw the Aruch Lener explains, that in Shabbos, there's no Gehenim. And since there's no Gehenim on Shabbos, the Baloiv doesn't get judged. How, as we see in the pasuk in Shmuel, with the story of Shaul, Shmuel thought that he was being judged again. That cannot possibly be happening on Shabbos. So if you bring a spirit from Shemayim, that can't happen on Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Avshel Zu Shaul Tzpurnas Arusha as a Rekiva. Tzpurnas Arusha we know is the one that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash on Tisha B'Av, and Tzpurnas asked the Rekiva, Amalai my yoyim b'yomayim. What makes Shabbos? What for you does Shabbos become most important? And I saw that the Ben Yoyada says a very interesting pshat. He says that the Muslims keep Friday as their Shabbos. The Christians keep Sunday as their holiday. And the question that he was being asked was, "My yoyim b'yomayim." Our Shabbos is between Friday and Sunday. And he was asking, why was that Shabbos, which is Yomayim, that between these 2 days, between Friday and Sunday, what makes Shabbos so special? Amrei, or my govern, why are you considered greater than anyone else? Amal demarit sevi, because the king appointed me. Says the Gemara, Shabbos nami demarit sevi. What makes Shabbos is special is that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Shabbos. Amalai, so Transparent says, Hach Kaminalach. What I meant to ask you was, Mi Yayim Da Idn Shabsa. What makes you say that today is Shabbos and not any of the other days of the week? Amalai, and the Mashah explains, that Tzpurnas was asking three questions. One is, how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbos? The second question is, how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to rest on Shabbos? And how do we even know that when Mashiach comes, we're still going to keep Shabbos? Amaloi, to which he answered, Nahar Sambachin Yechiach. We know that the Nahar Sambachin is the place where the Sora Shvatim went, and it's a powerful river, but on Shabbos it doesn't rest, it doesn't work. So it's Baal Oiv Yechiach, as we just learned that the Baal Oiv is not effective on Shabbos. And Kivrei Shel Aviv, your father's Kevah Yechiach, Shem Ala Oshim B'Shabbos. It doesn't give off smoke on Shabbos. Amloi, to which the transponder said, Bezisa Baishtu Kalaltai, you terribly embarrassed my father, saying that he's being burnt all week. So Mashah explains that these three things that they said correspond to what they said. Sambatyan is a proof that from when the world was created, it rests on Shabbos. That just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it should rest on Shabbos. From the Baal Oiv, we see that even Bizman Azed, that there is Shabbos. And Mekiver Shel Oilav, of it from the kever of his father, it's obvious that even when Mashiach comes, then the world will continue. He's already in the next world, but we see that even in the next world, there's going to be Shabbos. The Megillas Yom has a different pshat to this Gemara. He says that his question was that why does a Jew keep Shabbos? And he says, and the point that he's trying to make was, for everything else that exists in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a remembrance for something that we saw. But Shabbos is connected to Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. There was no one here by the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. So how are you commemorating something that nobody saw? And the answer was that we have all these proofs that the Gemara just gave that the world, that Shabbos is Shabbos. The Ben Yoyada says that where do we find that the kever of the father of transparency of Russia constantly gives off steam? So he says it doesn't mean steam from a kever. What it really means is Gehenim, that there is no Gehenim on Shabbos. Of course, the question is, how could he prove it? But there is no Gehenim on Shabbos. But the Mefarshim say a very interesting point. And they say that even though there is no Gehenim on Shabbos, that's only for people who were Shomrei Shabbos. But people who were not Shomrei Shabbos, for them there is Gehenim on Shabbos. Moreover, they say, the people who made Shabbos early when they lived in this world, There's no Gehenna on Shabbos for Shemri Shabbos, and a person who keeps Shabbos earlier, that person is Zoicha, that he should, even if he's in Gehenna, he'll come out of that, he won't be in Gehenna for more hours. And the same goes the other way. People who are not in a rush to end Shabbos, those individuals will go out of, if they Chas v'Shalom are in Gehenna, they will go out of Gehenna, they will go back to Gehenna later. And that's one of the reasons that the people who don't drink on Shabbos afternoon by Bein HaShemashos, the reason they don't drink by Bein HaShemashos on Shabbos afternoon is because that's when the neshamas are going back to Gehenna. And those neshamas, they're going to be in Gehenna, they're going to need to drink. And since they're going to need to drink, have enough liquid towards the week that they're coming in Gehenna, so we don't want to drink at that time, take away from their water. The Chasam Sofer explains that what was his question? His question was that Shabbos is not kept by everybody at the same time. Everybody has Shabbos according to where they live. And the question that Transparnus asked was, how could it be that we're keeping Shabbos different times in different places? To which he answered, we see that the Sambatyan River stops when it's Shabbos, wherever the Sambatyan River is. And the other reason is, and your father's grave, which gives off smoke, it stops whenever it stops according to when it is. Another pshat that I saw that some Sofer suggests is that we look in the Seres Adibris, in Parashas Yisroi, and in Parashas Veschanan, there are two different reasons given for Shabbos. In the Dibris Rishonis, it says, Kishesh Shamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, U'b'yom HaShvi'i, and on Shabbos he rested. In the Dibris Shnius, it says that Kevod HaYisod, that we were Avadim, and we all know the famous Medrash, where the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking to Paroi, and he says they need a day off, and Paroi, and that was really the beginning of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, gave them Shabbos. So according to the first reason, we could understand why we have to keep Shabbos on Shabbos. But according to the reason that we needed a day of rest, why is it specifically Shabbos? So that was what the Transponers asked Rabbi Kiva. You need a day of rest, why must it be Shabbos? And the answer is the Marit Sivi, because that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from creating the world, Kaviyachol, and that's why we have to keep that day as well. We begin Kiddush Friday night with the words Yom HaShishi V'Chul HaShemayim. The letters of Yom HaShishi V'Chul HaShemayim are Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the last letters of Yom HaShishi V'Chul HaShemayim, says the Pnei Menachem, is miyoyim. We are saying, mayoyim miyomayim. Every time a Jew recites Kiddush on Friday evening, he's answering to what Transparnus HaRosha said, mayoyim miyomayim, what makes this day special? We recognize what makes Shabbos special. Shail oiv hayu dor shalom esim, says, ask the Gemara, what's the difference between a shail oiv and a dor shalom esim? A darsh, we've been learning that an oiv is somebody who tries to get the spirit of somebody who's not here, and so is a darsh lemesim. Answers the Gemara, darsh lemesim k'tanya. Darsh lemesim, zeh amarav atzmai, somebody who holds himself back from eating, v'hoylech v'lam beis akvaros, and he goes into beis akvaros, k'dei shetisha olav ruach tuma. It says the Gemara, k'sher rekiva megil mikra zeh yibaycha. When rekiva would learn this pasuk, he would cry. He would say, "Ma marv atzmai, k'dei shetisha olav ruach tuma." Somebody who will hold himself back from eating, that he should have tuma on him. Look what happens. The shayra olav ruach tuma, and he accomplishes that there's a ruach tuma on him. Certainly, hamarv atzmai k'dei olav ruach tahara. Somebody who holds back from eating, that he should become tor alachs kam v'kama. Avama esa, what should we do? Shavenesenu gar malonu shenama avenesechem ayim avdilim. So Rashi explains that the spirit in the Beis HaKvaros causes him to speak. Others explain that the point, the Rambam explains that the point of Zayir Shel Meisim is somebody who sleeps in a cemetery, and by sleeping on the cemetery, the spirits of the Meisim come upon him. The Rashi explains that what's the Kav HaChomer? The Kav HaChomer is that if somebody's trying to achieve Ruach Tumah, look how successful it could be. Mida Toiva is Merubah Mida Ra. And therefore, certainly, if somebody causes that he should tries to do the right thing, that he'll be successful. This is a very important subject. We know that many people go to be mespalel in a basic kvaris. And the question is that a person, when he's mespalel, says the maril in a basic kvaris, should not daven to the people who are buried in the basic kvaris. They should daven that this is, since it's a place that they of kedusha and the tzaddikim there, that's why it's a great place to daven. The Mechas Elazar has a different approach. The Mechas Elazar's approach is that we're not chas v'shalom davening to the Meisim, but rather what it means is we're davening that the Meisim should approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven on our behalf. Here we're speaking about the Beis HaKfaris and what the Beis HaKfaris could represent. We know that whenever someone goes to Beis HaKfaris, he's supposed to wash his hands. What is the halacha if somebody goes to Beis HaKfaris of the Nochrim? Does the halacha also require one to wash his hands? The Chashuk Echemed has a discussion regarding this question, and his opinion is that if somebody goes to Beis HaKfaris of Kutim, he has to wash his hands when he goes to that type of Beis HaKfaris as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ibay Tzedika Bara Alma. If the Tzedika wanted, they could create a world. Shenema Kevin Esechem Ayim Avdilim. What prevents us from being able to do what we have to do? Our Averis. But if we're not, then we would be able to create a new world. Rava, says the Gemara, Bara Gavra, Shadril Kameder of Zera. Rava created a person that went in front of Rav Zera, have a Kamishtoi Bahador. And this person was speaking with Rav Zera. Rav Zera was speaking to that Goylem that he created, but he was not being responded to. Amalei min chavrayat. You are obviously somebody that was created by human beings. Chodol afrech, go back to where you came from. Rochanin Rabbi Shav Yasekov Mal Shapsam. They used to, every Erev Shabbos, v'askim sef yitzira, and they would learn the sef yitzira, or mivrelei igla tilsa, and they would create a calf, which was igla tilsa tu pshatim. One pshat igla tilsa is that's a calf that's a third, that looks like the third born. Another pshat igla tilsa is that it's a calf that it looks like a third, the third calf of its mother, because that's the calf that's best. V'achlilei. Why did they do this in Erev Shabbos? So the Rashba says, because Erev Shabbos was when animals were created. And since Erev Shabbos is when animals were created, that's why they used to create an animal Erev Shabbos. Others say that they did it L'Kovet Shabbos. Tana Banan, Ma'oinen, what's the definition of Ma'oinen? Rav Shimon HaMizah Mava Shinei Min Ezochar. Somebody takes the semen of seven different people and puts it ala ayin. Chamer M'zeach Esenayim, somebody who tries to do some sort of a magic trick, which we will be speaking in our shiurim still about. Kivay M'zeh M'chashem Itim V'shoz. Somebody tries to figure out what is the right time to do different things. He says, Hayoyim Yofa Lotzeis, L'mudei Erev, L'mocha Yofa Likach, today's a good day to go on a trip. Tomorrow's a good day to go buy something. L'mudei Erev Shvius, that Erev the Shmita year, Hachitin Yofa'is, Ikuri Ketnyo'is, somebody who just rips out beans from the floor, miyes rov, they won't become spoiled. Tana bar menachesh, zayim shapita nafel mepiv. That's somebody who says that if your bread fell out of your mouth, or makla nafel meyadai, or if your stick fell, or benay karla meyacharav, or your son is calling you from behind you, or oyev karvloi, if you see that a raven is trying to reach to you, tzvi if sikah b'derech, or a deer is stopping you in the way, all of these are nachash miminoi, v'shmu mismalai, if you have a snake to your right, a fox to your left, al taschabi shachris, if somebody says, don't come to me first thing in the morning to pay a debt that I owe, shachrisu, rosh chodeshu, matashabasu, I don't want to start the new time in my life owing something. That's called superstitious and it's asr. They use different types of animals to do different types of kishif. So our Gemara is speaking about a nachash, saying certain things at certain times is asr. But we know there's a simen. Sometimes a person can make a simen. So what's the difference between nichush and simen? So Rashi explains that the difference between nichush and simen is that nichush is where somebody relies on this simen that he's making completely. Simen is that he makes himself a simen, but not that it's something that he completely relies on. Another pshat that I saw is the Rambam's pshat, that if you're speaking about something in the past, simen is about something that happened already. Nichush is about something that's towards the future, and you're relying on this for towards the future. A third approach that I saw is nichush is when you verbalize. If you verbalize that you're relying on this, it's usur. But if it's only something that you're thinking about, then it's not usur. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that we do see that people do begin new things at different times of the year, and that's not considered a act of nichush. Because, again, it's the way we live, that when there are new opportunities in life, we do new things. That's considered a simen and not a nichush, and that's why that's permitted.